Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Record. Today I have T.A. Thomas with me, rising artist.
What's up?
How are you doing today, T.A.?
I'm doing good. How are you doing? I'm feeling good.
I'm good too. We talked a little bit off camera, like about your background. So you are from Mississippi. So how did your like upbringing help navigate you into choosing a career in music?
Kind of your traditional down south story, to be honest with you. Being raised in church, it was kind of drilled in me at an early age. You know, music really wasn't a choice. Like from playing the piano in church, I went to college and I started in gospel, actually. And you know, gospel music is soul music. It's so moving. You know, you can't deny the feeling when you listen to that stuff. And you know, that made me notice I had something different about what I was doing. You know, the Southern, the South, the soul, the feeling, the traditional R&B shit. That was something that was so special about myself. So yeah, getting here to, coming here to LA, you know, I do something really specific with my music. It's called Southern Soul. So it's basically like the flavor of all them, the church elements I learned back in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. You can definitely hear music. You can hear that. Mm-hmm. What? Who are some artists that you grew up listening to?
Jeez. Ray Charles. Donny Hathaway. Aretha Franklin. David Ruffin. I'm a big Jamie Foxx, Tank, Brandy fan.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yes, all the church kids.
Seriously. Those are legends. Those are legends.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So you also, like, besides, like, having, like, an amazing voice, like, you also, you know, you got, your pen is sharp, too. So talk to me about your, like, your writing process and everything like that.
You know, most of my music is very transparent. Like I'm a very vulnerable guy. So like most of every song I have out is like an episode from my life. Mm. So angry, you know what I'm saying? Like angry, risky, you know, you like, oh, okay, I see what my boy like now, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But yeah, my process kind of just involves either me rehearsing a moment in my life, going through my notes. I journal a lot. But when I'm kind of working with somebody else, it's really about, instead of giving them a good record, it's like diving into their world. Like, what means something to you? You know, anything specific that stand out about yourself today? Like, let's talk about that.
Yeah. I think it's like the best type of music too. Like, you can see it in the artist and everything, that like it's true to them and everything. It doesn't feel like weird or anything like that.
Forced,
like,
yeah.
Forced. Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of music is in a great state right now. Don't get me wrong, but I feel like I want to see more vulnerableness from male artists.
Definitely. That's definitely missing.
But I, you know, it take a level of comfortability to be vulnerable. You know, it's almost like being mentally somewhere where you're kind of okay.
That is true. Do you find yourself, like, is it easier for you to write when you're in that current state? Like your newest song, Angry, that we'll get into too. It's like, is it easier for you to write in your current state, or you kind of have to like take, you know, some business days after a situation to really like get your pen ready?
I feel like, once again, you know, I kind of journal daily, and sometime if I'm at, usually when I go into the studio and I hear the beat and musicality wise, like when the music sit with me, I'm like, oh, this sounds like some sexy shit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some beats, you're like, oh, this is kind of like more like your mid-tempo driving home. And depending on what that beat really feel like, I go to this journal and I'll be like, this day right here was cool. Or sometimes it may just come off the back, be like, yo, nah, this song right here feel like it's about, I'm going in circles. Like, I just keep going from wall to wall, like I'm blocked. So I don't know. I play the piano. I'm very musical. And so I kind of imagine all of the stuff I create, I'm like the listener too. I'm like, what the fuck would I want to listen to here with this type tempo and beat? Yeah.
When did you start playing the piano?
In church, actually.
Okay, cool.
So once again, going back to that childhood of like, you know, just being raised in church, you know, people, I never had lessons or anything. It really was just kind of like hanging out the church service or sitting up by the piano player just watching him the whole service.
That's insane. That's so cool. That's so
yeah.
Cool. Back to your background too. Like, I know that you were also like in a group like previously before, you know, it was called like Next Downtown before, you know, you ventured out into your solo career. So like what advice would you give to artists now that you've created like your own solo identity and are thriving?
It's not about where you start off at, you know. It's really like how they say, it's kind of about like how you end, and not that this is the ending in no kind of way, but you know, we all got our stepping stones into the music industry. Like what you're doing right now, next year you may be, you know, you may desire to be there somewhere else that's like a little higher than where you are, but right now it's so important. So showing up right now in whatever it is, whatever space that is in your life, is so important because it's all a part of the process. And for me, being in a group, you know, I knew I always wanted to, we all knew we was, you know, able to stand alone and be solo artists, but in that moment we was creating something super special, which was like artist development for me now. So I get to take all the jewels and gems I learned and, you know, bring it here in my solo career.
Yeah. No, that's amazing. Because I think it's just like you finding, like you said, you journal and all those type of things. And like you finding like your, you know, your own voice. And that's how you put into your music and how it's like so relatable to everyone. So.
Yeah. Able to now tell my own story. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I want to reflect back to your debut last year, which is also about to have like your one year anniversary, like next month.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Right? I feel like I just like heard that album like yesterday. So Caught Between Two Worlds, like what have you noticed about your artistry since you've released that album last year?
Well, one thing I've learned, and I want to say it will be necessarily to me, like I'm appreciated for being vulnerable, like, and it makes me comfortable to want to tell more stories, like the transparency in my, the message people got. And that really made me, I'm like, yeah, somebody connected. I knew somebody would connect to this shit. So like, coming up on this 1 year, you know, with doing even more healing and stuff, you know, just, it's going to be like a whole nother a body of work, just super transparent and vulnerable.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We want to hear it. Yeah. So you've been keeping your fans like pretty fed this year. Like you released Risky, you just released Angry. Then you had some collabs with Mackenzie. You had a collab with Mackenzie and the Amores. So it's just like, what do you think was like the hardest song out of all of those to create this year?
Oh, man, I would say... So I wouldn't say hardest, but like the one that's the challenge. Okay, so the two features, like I love singers, and man, listen, the girls, them girls can sing.
That's
Mackenzie can sing. And so, you know, hopping on them records, I had to make sure that I wasn't, you know, when it comes to features, I don't like for it to sound like a feature. So I had to like kind of dive into their world. The messaging of the song, but also the music. I'm like, how can I blend in where it felt like this was meant to happen? So with the Moors, I kind of was there with them. So we just created the song and wrote it all together in the same session. Yeah, Mackenzie record, it was already done. And she was like, yo, listen to this done. I'm like, ooh, this shit got tempo. I said, I'm gonna have to lock in. Yeah.
You also like kept your own in all those songs too. Like we said, like both of them, like these group of women, like they can really, really sing down, but you weren't just some whispered in the background. We heard you too.
Yeah.
It was good.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. What would you say between like of your solo releases this year, Risky and Angry? Like you co-wrote both of them or you had like a core?
So I had a really dope group of writers to create Risky.
Cool.
So they actually wrote that record without myself, but they knew all of the elements and the messaging of what I wanted to talk about. And with Angry, I co-wrote that with a friend.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, but Risky would have to be almost like my favorite because this was the first record I kind of dropped that was really solely, like that kind of dropped deeply into that Mississippi flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can hear that. where did you find, like, we talked a little bit about before, but just like to clarify too, like, where did you find, like, was there a specific like inspiration behind Angry?
It was really just like, you know what I'm saying? Me being able to turn attention, like, I don't know, you know, call it toxic. I just like a little, you know, I don't like when shit always good. Let's just say that. I'm like, oh, you mad today? Okay. How can we, you know, after I done, of course, apologize and stuff, you know, maybe I just like to, you know, keep a little anger, keep a little push and pull going.
That was good. Like, how do you, I really like the music video too as well. So how did you like come up with the concept between that? I thought like the chemistry between you and like the female lead were really good.
Hell yeah. So basically, yeah, I was shooting Risky that day. I was out in Nashville.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I had, we had this big, beautiful vintage house, and I was like, yo, we should do this shit all the same day. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I'm just gonna bring my fans into my living room. Like, this is how, yeah. And so I just created that type of scene, like in my bedroom. At the house. Hell yeah.
Oh, that was good. Also, like going back to your pen too, I know that you had like a writing credit on Chris Brown's song too from his like Breezy album. So how did that opportunity come about?
Well, the group that I'm in was in Next Town Down. One of my group mates, Trayvon, who's actually my roommate.
Nice.
Yeah, he's an amazing songwriter. Like, and we wrote this song back like before the pandemic, and Breezy was working on his album, and we knew a close friend of his, and we sent the record over, and yeah, that's, and Breezy was like, yo, I'm finna cut this. This shit is fire. So yeah, that's how that shit came about. It was a blessing to be a part.
I love that album.
Yeah.
It was really good. I feel like he had like a lot of like R&B elements on that album too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fitting that you were on that, you know, a part of that as well.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So who are some artists that you would want to collab with in the future?
Man. Jasmine Sullivan. Hell yeah.
Singers, yeah.
For real. Joe. Brandy, who else, like Pharrell, Jamie Foxx,
brilliant.
Yeah, who else? to name a few. Those are some people that's like very select, but on my list, yeah.
Yeah, no, they are definitely, like we said before, they are legends, like they are a class of their own at this point, but yeah, I love that. And like I said, like you had like a couple of releases this year, but what can you say about your plans like for the rest of the year that you can share?
Well, for the rest of the year, diving more into this thing that I talk about, Southern Soul. So a lot of this project is going to be, for some of my fans, may not be different, maybe like, yo, I hear this in his voice, or like I'm really going home with this project, and I'm doing super soul, like it's like I'm diving deep into my home roots. And that stuff that kind of inspired me as I was growing up.
Definitely. Do you see yourself releasing like another like full project like later, maybe next year, or maybe early next year?
No, a full EP this year, I feel like it's to come. You know, it's already done, to be real with you. But, you know, I'm just slowly bringing people into that world right now. But, yeah, they definitely can be expecting the EP on this side and maybe an album next year.
Yes. No, we can't
Hell
wait.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Can't wait. So where can we go to follow you, to keep up with you?
You can follow me at all that, like at T.A. Thomas on mostly all social media platforms, and go to tathomas.com, and you can like see all the like the stuff I got going on, shows I got coming up, and some of my latest release. So yeah, mostly on every DSP, T.A. Thomas as well.
Yes. No, we're definitely going to follow you and check back in with you for all your new stuff this year.
For sure.
So we're going to go into like our get to know you section. We'll just have like a couple of like quick, you know, questions for you. And yeah, so
okay.
We're going to start off. back to kind of like a topic of you, like your toxicity and angry too, but like, what's your zodiac signs? Do you believe in that stuff? Like,
I 50% believe in zodiac, and I'm an Aquarius.
Aquarius. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Not bad. what's an album that you'd like to listen to again for the first time?
Oh, Full Moon.
Okay.
Yeah, Full Moon by Brandy. Yeah.
Who would you say is your teen celebrity crush?
Megan Good. Come on. It's always Megan Good for all the guys. Come on.
Yeah. I interviewed her. I'm telling you, she is like just as pretty as she is like online. Like, she's gorgeous. And she is so gorgeous on the inside too.
Yeah, she's a beautiful, she has a beautiful heart. She really does. Yep.
What's a film or TV character that you relate to the most?
Film or TV character? Martin. I don't know if that's like a T. I don't know. I love Martin a lot, and I'd be feeling like some of my life episodes would be like a sitcom.
Would you ever consider yourself like going into acting ever one day? Do you have a...
Oh yeah, I'm actually like working on like some acting stuff right now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's something that you're really proud that you accomplished recently?
Getting back into running.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I used to run track and stuff. So I've been getting back into like kind of going outside and running again. Hell yeah.
What's a song that you're obsessed with right now?
Auction by Sasha and Destin Conrad.
Ooh, no, that's a good one.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Good one. An artist that you'd like to collab with, dead or alive?
Ooh, Donny Hathaway. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a good one. And lastly, one thing that you want to manifest for yourself for this year?
That my record goes number one on radio.
Yes. Now we're here for it. You said it here first. Yes.
Yeah.
No, I can't wait. No, that'll be amazing. Absolutely amazing. Hell yeah. For you. So TA is going to jump in and do our hot topic, which is based on his song Angry, which is out now on all streaming platforms. And in relationships, what do you think is like a good level of toxicity?
Like, all right. So she does this amount, like, any type of like severe violence, like any type of like threats with weapons or anything like that. Absolutely. But like a hit. Oh, I could take a lick. Like, I'm like a lick. Cool. But hold on. Some women hit hard though. So, but long as it's like a little, like, get your shit together. I'm like, all right, I'll take that one. Like, you know what I'm saying? But like the two piece, I can't do the two piece. The two, but bop, about.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I totally agree with you. I think like I feel like I can't take any toxicity, but I'll say one of my biggest icks, like in relationships, basically just like not communicating. Like, you know.
I agree.
Figure out a communication style that works for you and then bring that to the table. You know,
I'll tell you something interesting for me, like because of just like my history in life, I didn't always like direct contact. So I started writing letters to her.
We love that though.
Yeah, because I felt like I could convey myself. In the moment I would listen, but I couldn't convey myself a response. So I had to tell her like, hey, you just have to give me a little minute to process what you're saying. But after I processed, I wrote her a letter response so that she can always, one, have it, but can see my words out on paper. Yeah.
I'm that way too. I told my friend this actually. We did this in college with our college boyfriends. So what we do is just like, we did like a pro, it's so stupid. We did like a pro and cons list and got to the table with them and been like, okay, this is why you had me effed up. We would do like pros and cons lists, like of the relationship, like of the situation, and bring it to the, it's like basically like a litigation almost. But like,
that shit crazy. You know what's crazy?
Right.
I wrote a song called Pros and Cons that's on that Caught Between Two Worlds album. And it's kind of like from that same perspective, like of I was considering a breakup, but you guys is like a little situation, almost same shit. That's crazy.
No, it matches up perfectly. Cause I feel like I do it more so in my head now. Like I don't like do the whole paper thing. But honestly, I like the letters. I would love a letter. Like I like that.
Yeah.
Bring it back. Yeah. Bring letters back.
Facts. Big facts.
Would you consider yourself like more of like the romantic type or more like a nonchalant?
I'm definitely not nonchalant, but I feel like a good level of romance and a good level of like I feel like sometimes with my partner, I just want them to feel like a friend too. So even if we just chilling, coexisting in each other's space and things not always romantic, but maybe we just watching TV together, that can be like something that's like special to me, you know what I'm saying? But then it's days that I bring flowers and we do nice things. So I feel like a good balance of that. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I like the alone togetherness. I feel like my friend too, just like even like being best friends in a platonic relationship, you're kind of like, you're my best friend, I feel like I don't have to entertain you, you know?
Yeah, 100%. Hell yeah, I'm definitely like this.
So a mix of like intention, you know, but also just like laid back, like best friend vibes, you know.
Big facts. I'm agreeing.
For sure. Yeah. So it was really nice talking to you. Like
you too.
Thank you. Honestly, like I've no cap. Like I've had you like on my list as someone I wanted to talk to for a minute.
That's crazy.
So like when like hit me up, I was like, yes, like absolutely. Like let me know like anytime. So I'm really happy that I had a chance to speak with you.
I appreciate you wanting to chat with me. You know what I'm saying? That means a lot.